So, oh, now he can't see me though, but whatever. Or maybe I should put one back on.
That's fine, that's fine.
Just while we, okay, so welcome to the third evening of the 2025 Experimental Intermedia March series. And we have the great pleasure tonight of bringing you Eric Letourneau, my very old friend from, I don't know, 35, 40 years, from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Who wanted to say a few words to introduce his set, his concert. And someone is going to have to close the light because I'm actually, well, whatever.
Okay.
But come here. Well,
I might have to watch him. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for being here.
No, not yet.
Tonight is a collection of pieces that are not related to each other somehow. Some pieces are standalone little sound performances. Some others are part of bigger works, larger works like operas. So they have two excerpts from two different operas. So I won't tell the whole plot of the operas. It's too long. I just let you get into the story that will be told. And so you don't... Each section don't have necessarily a link with each other. It's just a collection of things, but then you decide what you see as links, if there are any links between every section, each section. And in between songs, there will be a soundscape, always the same, so that marks also the transition.
And do you want to introduce the participants?
Yes, now, for sure, yeah. So Yvette Massoudi is there in the back. She's a wonderful musician, singer, and wonderful friend. Brian McCorkle is here. Wonderful singer too, wonderful musician too. You eventually, I will ask you to participate. Yes, attends. Yes, yes, I know. I will ask you to participate at the very end, the very last piece. It's a piece for gamelan, but you're not. It's not necessary to know how to play gamelan to do the piece. It's a social interaction piece, kind of thing like that. So it's a kind of game. So you will be welcome eventually. I will invite you to come. And Katrin Liborovskaya will perform too. And Jésus will perform small things
with
too.
Me.
Yeah. So what else? Thank you very much to Katrin for this invitation and Phil Niblock. Thank you very much for people who helped. Emilia Harvey and Christian for welcoming us for rehearsals. And Jill and Hoke from Grace Exhibition Space.
And Scott Kiernan, the various
Scott
artists.
From Aris Artists and all the technical crew here.
And
Davide. And yeah, Scott, yeah. Voila. I think I didn't forget anything.
Okay. You got the, no. You just be careful with the tripod. In Russian, there's actually three different words to say silence. Тишина. Молчание. Безмолвие. Тишина is the absence of sound. Молчание is the absence of speech. And Bismolvian is really like the abstinence of speech. So it's like three different nuances. Three different colors. Tishana. Molchanya. Bismolvia. Three beautiful words.
My job was to look out for Lucy Mitchell. It's when I fulfill this position that I'm relatively visible. When I protect Lucy Mitchell with or without a uniform, with or alongside Lucy Mitchell. I intercept motorists guilty of speeding. I am really hidden, but potentially viewable. I'm on duty. I've fired up my laser. The luminous segments are functional. In my vision, my position is the patrolman. The reality that I'm hiding at this moment, when I'm on duty, generally speaking, or generally talking, or generally silent, whether it's to monitor speeding tickets, or to look after Lucy Mitchell. Lucy, Queen of Light. Mitchell, Michael, son of a man. The actress who played Marie Louise, the stepmother in Little Aurora's tragedy. The film from 1952, the one with the organ. When they passed her on the street, normal people would spit on her. Some even wanted to stone Lucy Marie Louise Mitchell. They hurled insults at her. When they come back down the road after having allez au vie, reality and fiction easily mix, especially when the image put into perspective starts on the path of abnegation. As such, in the French-Canadian expression, allez au vie, that we sometimes hear during testimony, the word vue is a name that means film. Also, the word vue can be a qualifying adjective, which has the same meaning as the verb, which here would be in the past, describing what has been seen. Allez au vue, what I saw, j'ai vu. Les vues, the views. Why conjugate a past tense to see? In the expression, allez au vue, to describe what we are going to see in the future. This expression, allez au vue, would consequently imply that by going to the cinema, we are going to see stuff that has already been seen or viewed. Seen beforehand by someone. Not necessarily the person going to the projection room. Someone would have seen the film before the viewer, or the editor, or the producer, or the director, and before that. In short, we would go to the movies only to confirm what would have already been seen. Allez au vue. Every day I record the images and bring them back to life in my mind when necessary. I can only understand from what I see what I've been able to name beforehand in the memory. Allez au vue. There's only here now, right now, where you are tangible, visible, real in memory. Allez au vue. Image makes sense through its non-being. A road divides the territory between these two. Summer has been. I'm on duty. I've fired up my laser. The luminous segments are functional. In my position, my vision is the patrol. I remember one night intercepting Louisette Dussault, the actress who played La Souris Verte, the Green Mouse, on Radio Canada's TV show in 1969, 70. Of course, she left during the night after a very enlightening discussion. I was telling her how much I loved her television show, that it was an honor to meet her, that she had affected me, profoundly affected me. I used to dream about the Green Mouse at night, when I was alone in my room, when I feared a stranger might come in through my bedroom window. In the darkness of my father's house, the pilot light could have gone out. My parents' bedroom was on the other side of the house. The Green Mouse, she was with me. I had one, hidden under my pillow, robbed from the cat, died in the kitchen with St. Patrick's Day food coloring. I say to Madame Dussault, I remember so well, not only from the movement of your fingers and the scent, but most importantly, the color of your costume. when you were looking at me through the screen. The mouse smiles. She answers. Just about everyone has this memory, and yet the show was in black and white. Dumbfounded, I reply. What? No, that's not possible. It must have become color in the 70s. She says, everyone remembers my green suit, but the show never aired in color. It was always produced in black and white. Well, I can't believe it. That is fucking weird. I mechanically stroke my gun. I'm on duty. I've fired up my laser. The luminous segments are functional. In this position, my vision is the patrol. The arrival of the train at the station had already been seen. The width of the image is measurable, its depth relative. The shape of the lens makes it possible to move mountains and to capture the movement of birds. Did Alberti really know what he saw when he looked at the mirror? Lucy Mitchell, the Green Mouse, and the Lumiere brothers, the same twinkling of dawn of a non-summer has been. The perspective is selfless effect. Effect that disappears your personal effect. In effect, the effects are just as odd with drawing. My sister Josette, then a student of classical singing, in one class studying the libretto of the Magic Flute. Another student to her left or right, hearing that Tamino's fallen in love with Tamina just by looking at her picture. That he agrees through the ordeals imposed by her father to obtain her hand just after seeing only her image, and finally gets caught up in some kind of Masonic Gaga cult. No more Egyptian street gangs with Anubis and Bastet spectators for themselves. Hell of a price to pay, just because you're tripping on the image of a girl who's being dumb. The student next to Josette raises her hand and addresses the teacher, turns around for a moment and looks at Josette. Translation from American English. Aw, come on. It can't be that a picture like that could have existed in that era. Photography didn't even exist. Pretty short-sighted, the picture novice. The expression, too, short-sighted. A short-sighted person is someone who's probably never seen much of anything in their life. A short-sighted person can therefore not predict images of the future, the ones that have already been seen. We can also say short-sighted to talk about someone who has never been seen by anyone. There are no drawings or sketches of this person. We can also say short-sighted to talk about someone who has no talent for observing or for thinking with purpose. I shall cease in the performance of my duty. It's almost unfortunate for us that some criminals are more short-sighted in real life, whereas at the flicks, a criminal who operates deliberately is a bigger eternal snow than a short-sighted one, whose movement I must stop. A short-sighted criminal is still quite intelligent, not getting caught, and is an expert at fixing things. In the end, the criminal who operates with a vision, without being short-sighted, fixes our gaze to prevent his movie, which we've already seen, but we don't realize it. And fixing our gaze fixes upon the other fixers indefinitely. Misguidance, error, becomes one too equally legally. It's the same law that makes it such that the green mouse, which we thought was green, had always been in black and white. It's called The Dawn. Going to the Flicks.
Chez les Flicks.
Translation of cop. Come on. Chop shop. To the cop shop.
Cette masse dans la pénombre, son membre bien tenu par les muscles de mon bas-ventre, pas encore dit « je » en ouvrant la bouche. Je n'ai pas encore dit « nous » en ouvrant la bouche. Pour parler d'eux-mêmes, et c'est cela qui va quitter la terre. Parler de moi-même, et c'est moi qui va quitter la terre. Le temps s'arrête pour dire en un feulement continu. Pour dire. Elle, oui. Elle, et non plus je. C'est elle. Je, oui. Je, et non plus elle. C'est moi. dans la pénombre de la cabane. Les caresses de démons me chatouillent le pourtour des côtes. Les scintillements électriques de son majeur font tressaillir mon enveloppe charnelle. Qui dialogue avec le grand jet d'eau de Genève.
Le diable fin. Tout bientôt si tard. Je vous réveille si cela est nécessaire.
Elle parle ici de l'artifice d'un corps.
À tout bientôt si tard.
Sur comprimé dans sa nature le corps.
À tout bientôt si tard.
Une réplique non vivante sur des milliers de surfaces. Mais étrangère encore, comme une peau abandonnée, le jet d'eau monte vers le ciel.
L'ascenseur ne redescend plus du sommet du roc de la Sainte. Tout au bas de l'immeuble, une fresque portraiturant un vortex de progrès infini. Puis, hors champ, hors mur, il retombe en gouttes, en fil paillettes, sur le visage nu des travailleurs comme une bombe remplie d'abeilles sans contenu tangible qui réalise l'anéantissement de tout ce qui est. Le receveur contemplait un jour ce vortex quand New York transpirait encore cette odeur d'essence à laquelle il n'a pas encore retiré le plomb, doux arôme de l'huile odorante des années de la crise du pétrole.
Where's your tongue?
Le chef syndical n'en peut plus du patron et Elvis Ravana n'en peut plus de ses employés.
Il ne semble pas avoir de continuité d'un plan à l'autre. Je suis désolé.
Bonsoir mesdames, bonsoir messieurs.
Indonesia was still under dictatorship. So when I went back to Montreal, a lot of people were talking about Quebec independence from Canada. And while I was in Indonesia, it was interesting because I was in Bali and the Dalangs, people were doing shadow puppet theater, would have these secret conversations that were absolutely forbidden to have. There was a kind of super McCarthyism massacre in the 60s there. And so to have any dissident idea was very dangerous. And behind closed doors, they would talk about Bali independence. So we had this strange conversation, and I could not pretend we were living under a dictatorship in Quebec. So it was a very interesting conversation. So when I went back to Montreal, I did this score. And this is the score. So maybe some of you can recognize this man. He's the General de Gaulle, who was the hero of the Second World War. And when General de Gaulle came to Montreal in the 1917, he basically did a statement in front of the, how do you say, l'Hôtel de Ville, how do you say that? The City Hall.
City Hall.
Yeah, City Hall. A very famous statement that we still quote today. Vive le Québec libre, which is long live free Quebec. And he was saying that with his General de Gaulle, old French style. Vive le Québec libre. So I took a picture of him and I did this score where I choose, there's a translation here. Hold on. How convenient. Choose a note. So it is a piece for gamelan, for Balinese instrument. Reproduce the rhythmic structure of my famous sentence, and when everyone is coordinated and there is no more dissent, follow the, in French it's suivez le flux numérique. Numérique have two meanings in French, numerical and digital. So it was on purpose. It never had been played. It was in my tiroir for many, many years. And because I was coming to New York, I was thinking about people from Quebec Liberation Front who came here and in the 70s, and no, late 60s, sorry, and did a protest in front of United Nations for Quebec and being arrested and put in this horrible prison down like in the middle of Manhattan named...
The Toms,
exactly. And this is where he met some members of the Black Panthers, and then he wrote a book about that. A book which, the title now is problematic, it contains the N-word, because at that time he was referring to a literary, like a mouvement littéraire,
movement.
In the Caribbean, named La Négritude, by Aimé Césaire, and... Sangor and other people were into this movement of emancipation and liberation. So, thinking about Pierre Vallière in prison and having this piece that have never been played, I thought that it could be a good opportunity now to play it. And you don't need to know how to play gamelan to play it. Some people already played with my gamelan here in the audience, I know. So maybe will I get some volunteers? We have like 6 mallets. So basically, we will follow the instructions. I will play the General de Gaulle. Not too loud, please, General. Hold on here.
Vive le Québec! Vive le Québec libre! Vive le Québec!
So we have this sentence. And this is the rhythmical structure. Vive le Québec libre. So I don't know if there's any volunteers. Maybe Yvette, you already, and you're in the front. If anybody wants to do it, Jesus, you cannot do it, I'm sorry. Marita, maybe? Is there other volunteers? It's very easy. You don't need. It's just to make the gamelan resonant thing with the rhythmic structure of General de Gaulle's sentence, and then eventually you will have a numeric flux that Brian and I will feed, and eventually we will ask you to stop the numeric. So when the general will say stop to follow the flux, I will give you a sign, and you're supposed to take a break. You choose one note. It can be twice the same note. Like, for example, this is one Yvette. This is one note here. Yeah. This, and this is the same note. At the same time. Yeah. So maybe you can interlink your arms. You can have like the same notes on the two gamelans. There's a shimmering effect.
Oh.
5 beats per second. So one of the opera is built under this beats per second thing, but that's another story. Maybe another time. So if I play General de Gaulle in loop, can you eventually try to synchronize with him? And when he will tell you to stop to follow the numeric flux, then I will give you a sign, and you can take a break or be dissident. It's your choice. There's one missing, so oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
So do I have to jump?
Oh, you can choose.
You can choose. Yeah. So, Perita, you have this one, so it will be this and this. Yeah.
This is for Snow.
Okay, so let's go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good.
Sort of.
Vive le Québec! Vive le Québec libre! Vive le Québec!
Just follow the rhythm.
Vive le Québec libre! Vive le Québec! 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 Vive le Québec! Vive le Québec! Vive le Québec! Thank you.
get back.
Satu, dua, tiga, empat, lima, enam, tujuh, delapan, sembilan, sepuluh, dua, tiga.
Thank you. you.
He's used to this kind of music all day long at home. I forgot also to say that the second piece we heard, the acousmatic piece, without only on hard disk, was composed with Jérôme Joie, who's a French composer. And there was voices of Yvelle Champagne and Jean Dupuis, our late friend, who was participating in this piece. So the memory of Jean Dupuis. Thank you very much, and thank you for all the crew and all the musicians and all the participants to be here tonight. And thank you. Thank you.
This is like my friend, like we've been together for, I think, 40 years.
Yeah, they're going to run out. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.